感谢主耶稣施恩眷顾我们大家平安。
Hallelujah, we thank the grace of the Lord that He has protected all of us.
在旧约的先知当中
，and from prophets from the Old Testament,
以利沙先知算是相当成功的一位先知。
Prophet Elisha was considered one of the many successful.
当然，成功的先知有他客观的这个判断这个评估的标准。
But however, there are different perspectives in which we can view a successful prophet.
那这一部分不但需要后世的人，那也需要神去做一个判断。
And the people who puts these guidelines are not only the people in the future, but also God.
那么成功的先知除了这个客观去判断的标准之外
And to judge how a prophet is successful, we.
他也要有一个主观的这个因素啊。
We need a straightforward point of view.
那么主观的因素就是他做了自己该做的。
And this is that he has to do according to what he should be doing.
尽了自己当尽的本分。
He should pay all his duties.
那么至于果效如何啊
？The results.
那又是另外一回事。
That is a different matter.
每一个人都想我们的人生能够很成功。
And I believe most of us would like our life to be successful.
当然，成功有客观的一个标准。
However, how do we judge your success?
那这些东西有些时候不是我们能够控制的。
And these we often cannot control.
但是你想要成功。
But if you want to be successful.
好像以利沙先知，他是一个成功的先知。
Just like Prophet Elisha, who is a successful prophet.
他必定有他主观的因素。
And there are reasons why he was successful.
一个能够成功的人，他本身会具备一些能够让他成功的这个特质啊。
And a successful person would have things that make him successful.
同样的，要成为一个成功的基督徒。
And in the same way, to be a successful Christian.
我们在社会上，在各行各业里面想要成功。
And in society, in anything that you want to do.
我们也可以把客观的这些评估的条件，把它暂时摆在一边。
We can also put aside these judgments.
我们要先问问自己。
We must ask ourselves first.
我们做了我们该做的没有？
Have we done what we were supposed to do?
我们是不是已经具备了一个成功的基督徒，一个成功的专业的人士所应该具备的这些条件
？Do we have these criteria to be a successful Christian, successful
person? 所以用这个观点我们来切入来看以利沙先知。
And therefore, from these perspectives, let us look upon Prophet Elisha.
请看列王记下的第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings verse chapter 2.
从第一节到第十节。
Second Kings chapter 2 from verse 1 to 10.
在这段圣经里面
from this passage,
有一段对话是不断重复的。
There is a conversation that repeats over and over again.
我们看第一节
Let us read verse 1.
列王记下二章的第一节。
Second Kings chapter 2 verse 1.
耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利沙从吉甲前往。第二节。
Verse 2.
以利亚对以利沙说，耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。以利沙说，我指着永生的神，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是二人下到伯特利。第三节
Verse 3
住在伯特利的先知门徒出来见以利沙，对他说，神今日要接你的师父离开你，你知道不知道？他说，我知道，你们不要作声。第四节
Verse 4
以利亚对以利沙说，耶和华差遣我往耶利哥去，你可以在这里等候。以利沙说，我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是二人到了耶利哥。第五节
Verse 5
哇，住耶利哥的先知门徒就见以利沙，对他说，神今日要接你的师父离开你，你知道不知道？他说，我知道，你们不要作声。就是这一段对话这个过程不断的重复出现。
The process of the same conversation keeps repeating itself.
以撒的老师就是以利亚。
Elijah is the teacher of Elisha.
他对以利沙交代，你在这边等着。
Elijah told Elisha that to stay here and wait.
差遣我。
Because the Lord, the God has sent me.
要往伯特利去。
So I must go to Bethel.
要往耶利哥去。
I must go to Jericho.
你在这边等候。
And you shall wait here.
这是老师的提醒。
This was the order from the teacher.
但是伊丽莎有他自己心里的主见。
So Elisha had his own opinions.
那旁观者这些先知的门徒们呢？
And from the other point of view of the prophets,
他们也同样的跟伊丽莎有同样的对话。
And they have the same conversation with Elisha as well.
他们首先问伊丽莎。
And they ask Elisha,
神今天要接你的老师离开你，那么你知道不知道？
Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?
当然，伊丽莎说我知道。
And so Elisha said, of course, I
know. 提醒他们说你们不要作声。
And Elisha ordered them to not speak.
这样子的对话一而再再而三的出现。
And so this same conversation repeats itself.
圣经却没有解释为什么会这样子记载这段对话。
But the Bible did not record why this passage is recorded.
这就留给我们一个思考的空间。
And so this leaves a space for us to ponder upon.
大概人的脑筋不用容易老人痴呆症。
You know, if we don't use our brain often, it would rot.
所以偶尔动动脑筋是相当不错的。
And therefore, it is good for us to think upon things.
就伊丽莎而言
To Elisha.
老师的话，应该要遵从才对。
It should be a student's duty to obey a teacher's command.
但是很奇怪这个老师讲的话，这个伊莎竟然当作是马耳东风
But it was clear that Elisha did not listen to what Elisha has ordered him to do.
你讲你的，我做我的。
Whatever you say, but I have decided to do according to my own
will. 但是很奇怪的，这个老师伊利亚竟然对这个学生伊丽莎，把他的话充耳不闻，当作马耳东风，竟然他也没有生气。
But then the teacher was not angry.
这个就很奇怪了。
And this was strange.
要是一般的状况而言
To normal conditions.
学生不听老师的话，好大的胆子。
If a student do not listen to the teacher.
你吃了雄心豹子胆，敢跟老师作对，我叫你往东，你敢给我往西。
No students would not dare to disobey what the teacher orders them to do.
但很奇怪，伊利亚没有生气。
But it is clear here that Elijah did not get angry.
不但没有生气
Not only did he not get mad.
从基甲一路来到耶利哥。
All the way from Bethel to Jericho.
到了约旦河边。
To the river of Jordan.
这个戏码不断在上演，不断的重复
The same conversation repeats itself over and over.
讲了也一次说你在这边等，不要跟着我。他还是跟着。
Not only once he told him, you have to stay here, but Elisha followed still.
跟屁虫每一次都这样讲都讲不听
And so Elisha followed him all the way, and he would not listen to what Elijah ordered him to do.
再安静的人可能也沉不住气
So even as calm as Elijah, he might not be able to withstand this.
但是伊利亚并没有生气。
But Elijah did not get mad.
我想不光只是他的灵修好而已
But we know that he has good spirituality.
应该可以这么想。
But we must know that.
交代伊丽莎在这边等那个交代可能不是真正要伊丽莎真的等在吉甲等在伯特利等在伊利哥那个不是真正的意思。
Maybe the order that Elijah told Elisha to do.
也许有另外的含义的。
Maybe he did not mean it so.
当然我们没有办法看到伊利亚的表情动作他的情绪我们都没有办法看到我们只看到文字的记载。
Of course, from reading this Bible, we cannot know what Elisha was talking about and what his expression was like.
所以我们也很难了解这个伊利亚到底真正是什么意思。
And therefore, it is hard for us to understand what Elijah really meant.
可能伊利莎能够判断。
Maybe Elisha was able to understand this.
所以呢，他采取了必要的动作。
And therefore, Elisha did what he had to do.
不管你讲什么。
No matter what you say.
我就是跟你跟到。
I have to follow you all the way.
那还好，伊利亚也没有生气。
And so it was good that Elijah did not get mad.
那这个答案有很多种可能
There are many answers.And possibilities.
我们自己去想想看。
We must ponder upon this ourselves.
第二个问题
Second question.
这些先知的门徒
And these prophets.
看到伊丽莎在跟伊利亚从基甲一直跟到基甲到伊利哥，甚至到约旦河边。
They have seen that Elisha followed Elijah all the way from Bethel to the side of the Jordan River.
他们就很热诚了
And they were zealous.
跑过来告诉伊丽莎。
So they came to Elisha and told him, Elisha and told him,
你知不知道你的老师神今天要把他接走，你知道不知道
And so they told him, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master away from you today?
旁观者倒是很热心很热诚
And from those people on the side, they were really zealous.
但是就以利沙而言，这件事情难道他会不知道吗？
But to Elisha, do you think Elisha would not know that?
那如果旁人都知道了，他是先知得意的门徒，他自己都不知道，那还用混吗？
But Elisha, as the as a student of Elijah, how would he not know?
这也是一个问题啦。
And so this is a question.
所以先知其他的门徒在问以利沙，说神今天要接你的老师升天，你知道吗？
So all the company of prophets were asking Elisha, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master away from you today?
那么以利沙回答得很笃定了，跟他们讲说我知道，但是呢你们安静不要作声。
So Elisha answered firmly, I know, but do not speak of it.
意思他心里有数了。
And this means that he knows it in his heart.
意思是他知道该怎么做了。
And this means that he knows what to do.
这又是另外一个问题了。
And this is another question.
我们从这两个重点去思考。
And from these two main point of view.
今天神让我们存在在这个世界。
Let us think, today the Lord has sent us on this earth.
每个人角色不同。
We have all different characters.
性别不一样。
We are all different.
贫富贵贱恩赐各有不同。
We are all blessed differently and talented.
不可否认的，每一个人的角色都相当重要。
But we all know that our status on this earth is very important.
这个有智慧的人有他们的任务，有他们应该要扮演的角色。
People with wisdom has their own duties that they must fulfill.
卑微平凡的人也有神要用他们他们要应当要扮演的角色。
Simple, humble men also has their own role of duty that they have to do.
那么，如果全世界的人都很聪明
But if everyone on this world was wise,
聪明就没有那么突出，显得不是很重要了。
Then it would be an important thing to be wise.
那如果全世界人都很贫穷、很卑微，大家都笨笨的，那人怎么生存下来啊
？But if everyone is poor and foolish, then how do you think mankind will survive?
神真的很奇妙了
And therefore, God is almighty.
神所造的真的各适其用。
And so that God, everything that God has created has its own purpose.
重点是说人能够互助，能够彼此互相帮忙哦。
But how do we work among ourselves and help each other?
神的意思是何其美好了哦。
And God's will is always beautiful.
就以利沙而言呢、
From Elisha,
他跟随老师以利亚，那无非是想扮演好他先知的角色。
By looking at how Elisha followed Elijah all the way, we know that he has
忠心的来向神的百姓传达神所要传达的讯息。
He showed his reverence, and he knows that he must spread his gospel.
他一定要把这个工作做好。
He must do his duty.
先知的任务就算达成了。
And so his duty as a prophet is fulfilled.
那要扮演好这个角色。
But how does he play this role well?
有许多东西要学习的啊。
There are many things that he must learn.
有许多东西他要知道的啊。
There are many things that he must know.
所以当别人跟他讲。
So when others tell him.
你的老师要升天呢、啊。
Do you know that your master is going up?
你知道吗？
Do you know?
开玩笑，这个事情哪里有不知道的道理呀、
But are they joking? How would he not know?
如果不知道的话，他就先知的门徒就当假的啦。
If he did not know, then he wouldn't be the prophet.
就枉费啊，他跟随以利亚先知跟随了那么长的一段时间。
He wouldn't be the student of Elijah, and it would be a vain that he has followed Elijah all this time.
同样的道理呀、
And so the same thing.
我们今天如果是做丈夫的
，Today if we're a husband,
难道还要？别人跟你讲说，哎呦，你要先生要怎么当，要怎么样爱你的太太啊，怎么样要为你的家庭去设想啊，去经营。
Would you need others to tell you how to behave like a husband and what to do?
当然，这个新手上路哈、要有前辈指导了。但是到了一定程度之后，你还要别人再跟你讲的话，那你最好不要结婚。
But of course, when you're only a freshman, you would need people who to help you out.
不然你怎么当丈夫，怎么当爸爸？
But if you're not ready, you shouldn't get married.
因为你该有的知识、该具备的能力你没有啊。
If you do not know what it requires and the knowledge that you need to know,
那你凭什么经营一个家庭呢
？Then you have no right to have a family.
你能够担当你应该担当的责任吗
？Because you will not be able to pay all your responsibilities.
同样的道理了哈。
In the same way.
今天身为一个基督徒。
As a Christian today,
特别是真耶稣教的信徒啊
，especially a Christian in Jesus Church,
有许多哈，我们必须要知道的。
There are many things that we need to know.
我们本身就应该具备的。
And there are many requirements that we must acquire.
那新受洗的同龄来讲哈
，to the newly baptized,
我们也应该好好去想清楚了。
We must ponder upon.
我们教会的历史。
We must think clearly what our history of the church is like. How was our church established?
为什么我们一定要遵守安息日
And why we must hold the Sabbath?
不能改在礼拜天吗
And why can't we change it to Sunday?
为什么领受圣灵这么重要
Why is it so important that we have the Holy Spirit?
圣经的记载又记在什么地方
And where are all the things recorded in the Bible?
为什么我们一直要强调神迹
And why do we emphasize on miracles?
那得救为什么一定要接受洗礼罪得赦免
？And how is it that we must go through baptized to be saved？
这些基本的道理、
And these are all the basic doctrines。
我们应该要在受洗 成为这个主耶稣的门徒之后啊
，And so after we are baptized and after we have became Jesus' disciple，
一项的把它弄清楚。
We must understand them one by one。
知道我们该知道的。
We must know what we must know。
特别是我们应该要有的这个侍奉神，那么感恩奉献的一些观念。
Especially our thoughts about how we should serve God and thank God。
以及我们为什么要这么做
？And why we should do so？
它的理由何在？
And what the reasons are.
一定要想办法把它弄清楚了。
We must all understand these things.
因为这个是信仰的根基。
Because these are the roots and foundation of our belief.
那么，作为一个每一位已经信主很久的这个信徒来讲啊。
But to all the long-time believers.
啊，我们以真耶稣教会的信徒来自居。
As a true Jesus Church Christian.
这个当然很好啦。
It is a good thing.
但是该知道的我们知道了没有
？But do we know what we must know?
啊，如果你仍然不知道
，If you do not know,、
那真的就是说啊、不能够像以利沙一样。
Then indeed you cannot be like Elisha.
扮演一个好的先知，把他的角色扮演好了。
You cannot play your role well.
保罗曾经讲过一段这样子的话。
Paul once said something.
我们来看一下哥林多前书。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
请看十四章。
First Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多教会是保罗一手亲身一手所建立的教会。
The Church of Corinth was established by Paul.
那么按照哥林多前书第一章的记载
啊。And according to First Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多教会是口才、恩赐、智慧全备，而且呢在经济上是很富裕的教会。
The Church of Corinth was a well-established church with all talents of the speech.
但是哥林多教会也让保罗最痛心。
However, Paul was often worried over.
他们空有口才知识，有全备的各样的恩赐，内部呢问题一大堆。
Paul was often worried over the Church of Corinth because they do not only have the talents, but they also have many problems. 藐视圣
餐、纷争、结党、淫乱啊，这个拜偶像、败坏的事情一大堆。
They are very sinful.
啊，所以保罗很痛心。
And therefore, Paul was often worried.
啊，竟然有些人去啊维护那些假先知，去支持那些假先知，来批判、毁谤保罗。
And there are even people who supported fake prophets.
挑战保罗使徒的权威
，and they were challenged Paul。
挑战神，借着耶稣所赋予保罗那个使徒的权柄
，and they were challenged authority that God has granted Paul。
所以当然保罗他很痛心呐、啊、
，and therefore Paul was often
heartbroken。所以他写哥林多前书，甚至于前书之前的另外一封书信，来提醒哥林多教会。
And so Paul wrote the book of Corinthians to remind the church of Corinth。
讲了半天了哈，当中有一句话哈。
And there is one verse.
我们看十四章的三十七节了。
Let's turn to chapter 14,
哥林多前书十四章的三十七节了。
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37.
若有人以为自己是先知啊，或是属灵的，就该知道我所写给你们的是主的命令。啊，这句话讲得很清楚哦。
And this passage says clearly.
保罗不管是在讲这个婚姻的问题。
No matter it is matters about the about marriage,
复活的道理
about salvation.
怎么样去这个有秩序的来在教会里面这个做侍奉的工作
and to how to run the church works in orderly.
他都是有凭有据的
Paul knows it.
是根据主耶稣的启示啊，他所领受的真理啊，来指出这些教训的。
Paul knows this from the command of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他告诉那些自称为使徒的那些假使徒啊。
And so Paul tells these false prophets.
他们应该懂得分辨啊。
You must know how to.
那也在提醒哥林多教会的信徒们。
You must know how to different.
你们自以为是属灵人。
If you think you're spiritual.
你们就应该分辨这个假使徒讲的跟我保罗讲的，到底谁讲的是主的命令。
If you think you're of high spirituality, you should.You should know how to differ from evil and good.
理智上的这个分别上面哦，这种能力，理智上的分别的能力哈，保罗是讲得很清楚啊。
And so this is the strength.
那如果更多教会有一些人自认为是属灵人，那么那些假使徒，他们不知道，搞不懂。
But if these people think they're of high spirituality, they do not understand.
谁对谁错就已经很清楚了。
But they must know that who was right and who was wrong.
所以我们因为这些东西，我们就得到一个结论了。
And because of these things, we have came to a conclusion.
这个真耶稣教会的信徒
，True Jesus Church members，
我们领受了圣灵
We have received the Holy Spirit.
全备的真理。
And we have the full gospel.
我们要问自己，真理你懂了多少？
We must ask ourselves, do you really understand the truth?
有没有认真学习？
Are you studying diligently?
该知道的你知道了没有？
Do you know what you must know?
犹太人最大的一个毛病啊。
The Jews had a major problem.
这个保罗他亲口指出的哈。
Paul has pointed out.
我们看罗马书的第十章。
Let's turn to Book of Romans.
第二节。
Book of Romans chapter 10.
罗马书十章的第二节。
Book of Romans chapter 10 verse 2.
保罗本身是法利赛人当中的法利赛人。
And Paul was the Pharisee of Pharisees.
曾经受教于加玛列门下。
And he was taught under good schools.
这个在犹太教来讲哈。
And this to the Jews.
是相当不得了的。相当不得了的。
It was very good.
但是保罗啊，他这个悔改之后啊。
He had very good education, but after Paul has repented,
过去自己的无知自以为是
he saw his own ignorance.
所以他回过头来指出犹太人的一个软弱了哈。
And so he turned around and pointed out the weaknesses of the Jewish.
所以十章第二节这么讲。
Let us read chapter 10 verse 2.
他说他的同胞们呢对神有热心，但是呢不按着真知识啊。
He said that his people had zeal for God, but they do not know the true knowledge.
所以可见在犹太教，在犹太人，在犹太教的这个领域里面呢，他们对旧约已经很精通的这些文士、法利赛人，包括保罗还没有悔改之前呢，他们也是这个样子。
And therefore, before all these people, before Paul has repented, and just like all the Pharisees and teachers of law,
很热心。
They were zealous,
没有真知识
but they did not have the true knowledge.
我们也要想一想、
And we must ponder upon this.
我们今天该知道的部分呢
Today, do we all know that what we must know?
知道了没有
Do we know it?
不然你怎么能够称为是真耶稣教会的信徒呢
Or how could you call yourself a member of true Jesus Church?
所以我们应该还要再努力、
So we must strive hard.
这是一个重点
And this is the main point.
所以跳开这个信仰的范围之外呢
So apart from our religion,
主耶稣很清楚地告诉我们
Jesus told us clearly.
我们不是要离开世界哈、这个到深山里面去隐居起来
He said, It is not that we have to leave this world and go live in mountains.
我们还要跟世上许多人有互动，我们还要工作，还要生活啊。
Because we must work, we must have interaction with all the people in the world.
一般的常识、一般的见识就不用了吗
？So that we, is it that we do not need any knowledge, any common sense?
也要有啊。
We do. We indeed need these.
我们除了真信徒这个角色要扮演好之外、
Not only do we have to play the role as a true Christian.
学生有学生的角色啊。
As a student, we have to play the role of a student.
在职场工作啊，你有你专业的那个角色啊。
When we're working, you have your own professional status.
销售人员有销售人员你要扮演好的角色啊。
As a sales, you have to do the roles of the sales.
做服务的人有服务的。这个产品服务你要具备的一些知识啊。
When you're serving other people, you must know you must have the knowledge to serve.
你做研发人员，你做这个产品维修人员，大概有你专业应该要扮演好的角色啊。
As an inventor, as a worker, you must all play your role.
那这些通通需要专业的知识。
And all these requires professional knowledge.
那我们总不能够说我们是属灵人啊。
We cannot say that we are of spirituality.
我们是真教会的信徒啊。
We are the member of the true Jesus Church.
我只强调圣经的知识啊。
All we need is to know
the knowledge of the Bible.
The knowledge of the Bible, because this is the truth.
但在工作上的表现啊。
But in our work.
因为我们没有努力，不专心，不投入。
If we do not put our hard work into it.
连带的让主耶稣的名受到了影响，受到了批评。
This would affect the name of Jesus Christ.
那个人信耶稣，又是什么真耶稣教的信徒？你看他也不够如此哈。
Others would think that even though you're a member of the true Jesus Church, you do not work
well. 那就不是我们个人的问题啦。
And this would not be your own issue.
那就影响到主耶稣的名声啦。
This would influence God's name.
这样可能就不太好了。
And this would not be good.
所以呢，我们要同样用同样的态度啊。
And therefore, in the same way,
你各种不同的角色
，no matter where you are，
有你该知道的部分
；no matter what you're doing， you must know your part，
有你该努力的部分
；you must do well and work hard。
换句话讲了哈
，so in other words，
当学生的
，as a student，
不管你读的是哪一个科系
，no matter what you study， no matter what you major in，
努力好好把书念好
，you must strive hard to study well，
因为这个是你该做的
，because this is your duty，
这个是你该知道的
，because this is what you must know.
这是你的本分。
And this is what you have to do.
该知道的本分尽
了。Once you know it, once you have paid your responsibility,
你就有一个成功的条件了。
Then you have the cri-
这些因素累积越多啊，
you have the criteria to be successful.
哦，你这个主观的条件越充足啦。
And the more you are, the more successful you will be.
那其他哦，那个就不是你的问题啦。
And others are not your problems.
当然，以利沙先知哈。
But Prophet Elisha.
有另外一个值得我们去效法的重点啦。
There's something else that we must learn from.
我们看回来列王记下的第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 2.
当以利沙先知不断的这个跟随以利亚先知来到约旦河边。
So when Prophet Elisha followed Elijah all the way to the river of Jordan.
最后在约旦河边了哈。
In the end, by the side of the river of Jordan.
以利亚要过约旦河了。
Elijah was going to cross the river.
以利沙还是跟着不放手。
And Elisha followed him closely.
那最后这个以利亚就松口了，他就改变态度了。
And in the end, Elijah changed his mind.
我们去看第九节以后
啊。Let's look at verse 9.
这个以利亚继续跟随这个以利沙继续跟随以利亚。
Elisha followed Elijah.
啊，过了约旦河之后啊。
After they crossed the river Jordan.
终于啊，这个以利亚改口了，跟这个约旦河那一边就不一样了了。
After they have crossed the river, Elijah finally changed.
他就问以利沙了。
He asked Elisha.
你要我为你做什么？
Tell me, what can I do for you?
这个以利亚这个人也是很奇怪。
And Elijah was quite weird, quite strange.
你要帮助以利沙，你这个门徒，这个徒弟，你就老早帮助他嘛。
If you were to help Elisha, why don't you help him earlier?
从基甲开始，一次一次叫人家在原地等，原地踏步，然后你故意让人家这个猜谜语哈。猜到后来，你才要说，你要我为你做什么
？All the way from Jigal to in the end, they have finally arrived to the river of Jordan. He has finally asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
这个老师也真的是心肠有点心术不大正。
And so they were so you would think that we don't know what you don't understand why Elisha did this.
真功夫啊，留一手哈。
He has kept his own. He has kept his own power.
要是这个以利沙是愣头愣脑的，就真的在基甲那边呆呆的等在那边，那什么都没有的。
If Elisha did not know enough to follow Elijah all the way.
当然我们不能讲伊丽莎是鬼头鬼脑了。
And of course we cannot say that Elisha was quite tricky.
因为他是先知啊。
Because he was prophet.
还好他的脑筋够灵光。
So it was good that he was smart enough to know how to follow Elijah.
傻傻的就真的等在这个伯特利啊或者是基甲。
Or he would have waited in Jigal or in Bethel.
我看了就没有办法听到这个以利亚跟他问说你要我为你做什么这句话。
And he would not be able to have Prophet Elijah ask him what would you like me to do for you.
看一看，还满意说你要为你做什么？只管求。
So in the end, Elijah asked him, "What would you like me to do for you?"
你要求什么都可以了。
No matter what you want, I will grant it to you.
这个机会难得呢。
And so this is a rare opportunity.
如果有一天主耶稣在异象当中，在异梦当中向你显现了。
If one day in a vision and a dream Jesus appeared to you.
某某人啊，你的虔诚，你的热心，你的侍奉，都让我感动。
So and so, your reverence, your zeal has touched me.
现在我要答应你。
Now I will grant you.
你要我为你做什么？你只管求。
What would you like me to do for you？
你的反应是很高兴，感谢主哦，主耶稣悦纳我了。
Your response would be thank God。
要求什么呢
？But what would you ask for？
这是麻烦来了哈。
And this is a problem。
如果平常啊，这个生活不单纯，目标不是很明确的人哈，要求什么一下子都灰起来，就花掉了。
Normally, if you do not have a firm goal, you wouldn't know what to ask for, because there are many things that you could ask for.
学生说，你让我每次考试都每一科都拿100分。
As a student, you can ask the Lord Jesus, let me always ace my test.
新婚的夫妇啊，会跟主耶稣求说，主耶稣啊，你让我第一胎就生男孩。
Or a newly married couple, they would ask Jesus Christ, please give us a son for our firstborn.
当然对生病人来讲，他说一定会讲说，主耶稣，你让我赶快健康起来。
And to people who are ill, they would ask the Lord Jesus to give them health.
每一个人他的需求不一样啊。
And so everyone has their different needs.
但是就一个先知而言呢，
But as a prophet,
最重要的是什么？
What is the most important thing?
就是第十节讲的了哈。
It is what's recorded in verse 10.
这个第九节后半段跟第十节这边的记载了哈。
Recorded in verse 9 and verse 10.
愿感动你的灵，加倍感动我。
Let me inherit a portion of your spirit.
这个是以利沙的这个需求了哈。
This was what Elisha asked for.
以利亚告诉他说这个事情很难难困难难不容易了。
And so Elijah said, "You have asked a difficult thing."
但是不是办不到
But it is not that it cannot be done.
所以很多我们的这个心愿要达成啊。
So many times when we are trying to achieve a goal,
真的也不容易。
Even though it is hard,
但是不容易有困难，并不代表办不到
Even though it is hard, even though it could be difficult, it doesn't mean it cannot be achieved. If God is willing,
有什么困难的？
There is nothing that is possible. 最后以利沙他
达成了心愿啊。
So in the end, Elijah did grant Elisha's goal.
以利亚被接升天的时候，他看得很清楚了。
When Elijah was lifted up into the heaven, Elisha saw it clearly.
所以神的灵也加倍感动以利沙了。
And so the spirit of God has touched Elisha double.
这是最重要的条件了。
And this is the most important requirement.
要把先知的角色扮演好。
He played a good role of the prophet.
要把神的工作做好。
He did God's work well.
神的灵加倍的感动。
And God's spirit touched him.
这个是有必要的。
And this was necessary.
但是问题是我们是不是能够像以利沙一样啊？
But the problem is, can we be like Elisha?
锲而不舍。
Can we hold on to the end and never give up?
这个对准目标，咬住不放。
We only look at our goal. We do not give up.
世界上哦。每一个成功者，他的背后，他的心里面。
To all the people that are successful in this world.
每一种成功的事业，每一种成功的事业啊，他的背后啊，都有一份坚持。
There must be a persistence over all success.
这个就是以利沙所表现出来的。
And this is what Elisha showed here.
他知道跟从以利亚。
He knew how to follow Elijah.
自从他把耕地的牛跟用具丢掉之后啊
，Once he had left his land and his ox,
他就下定了决心。
He has made his, he has, he has set his heart.
目的啊，绝不罢休。
Until he reached his goal, he will not give up.
他心里面所向往的
，What he admired in his heart.
他所盼望、所期待的
，What he wished for, what he wanted.
就是能够像老师一样，有神的能力帮助他，能够把先知的工作做好啊。
All he wanted was to be like Elijah. He must go step by step.
所以吉甲、伯特利、耶利哥过约旦河。
So from Gilgal to Bethel to Jericho and to the river of Jordan. 最后时候
目的到了。
In the end, he achieved his goal.
以利亚才跟他问，看他问他说，你要我为你做什么
？And at that point, Elijah asked him, "What would you like me to do for you?"
所以同样的，我们在我们一辈子的这个过程里面呢
，It's the same with us in our process of life.
有很多事情我们需要用这种原则去做。
There are many things that we must do accordingly.
只要是对的。
As long as it is right.
合圣经道理的，你该做的。
As long as it is according to the Bible teachings.
虽然困难重重。
Even though it may be difficult.
虽然有很多考验，有很多障碍。
Even though there are many obstacles.
那份坚持不能丧失。
You cannot lose your persistence.
并且要尽你的能力去做。
And you must strive hard to do your best.
我们来看传道书。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
请看传道书的第十章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
第九章。
Chapter 9,
第十节
Chapter 9, verse 10
传道书九章的第十节
Chapter 9, verse 10
凡你所当做的事要尽力去做这句话我自己相当欣赏
I really admire this passage Whatever your hand
什么样的人生是最美的人生呢
What is the most beautiful life
是最有价值的人生
What is the most valuable life
就是呢不管做什么事你就很尽心很用心去做了
Is that whatever you find to do, you must do it with all your might.
我那个小孩子啊，刚刚开始这个学很多事情的时候啊
，When my child first started learning to do things,
他可能还不是很善于表达他的这个想法啦，他的意见呢。
Many times, maybe he was unable to express his feelings, express
his thoughts. 我在旁边观察
But from me,
他经常的一个人玩他的东西，猜一猜。这个装装这样子在那边自得其乐
When I observe him he would be playing with something he would be figuring out how it works
这个小孩子在专注做一件事情的时候
We can know that when a child is paying attention to one thing
在旁边来看
When you observe from the side
那个画面就很美了
This is a very beautiful scene
所以我们如果长大成年的人
So even when we are grown up,
我们在做每一件事情
no matter what we do,
也能够很专注
we must do it with all our might,
很投入
we must put ourselves into it,
尽我们所能的一定要把它做得很完美
we must do our best to achieve perfection,
当然不一定要给自己过多的压力就是尽你所能做的你很专注要把它尽心尽力把它做好
surely we do not have to stress out ourselves, but you must do your best,
但是不是跟别人比是按照你的恩赐你做得到的那个程度去做
and you should do according to how you should do it according to your capability, not to compare with others.
他的人生应该是最美丽的。
And so people who lived like this would have a beautiful life.
虽然成功有他客观的标准
Even though success has its own ratings and levels.
你已经具备了一个成功者这个主观的因素了。
But once you have this requirement to be successful.
因为你会凡事尽心尽力去把它做好。
Because you know how to do everything with all your mind.
啊，这个就对了。
And this is right.
所以我们从以利沙身上看到啊，这个特质啊。
So from Prophet Elisha, we can see that he has this requirement.
虽然以利亚有交代，哈。
Even though Elijah ordered him.
但是他总是做他认为对的、应该做的事，而且尽心尽力去做。
But he just did merely as what he thought is right, and he did it with all his might.
不达目的绝不罢休。
Until he reached his goal, he did not give up.
这点相当重要。
And this was very important.
台湾师范大学有一个教授。
In a university in Taiwan, there is one professor.
叫做张春兴。
His name was Mr. Chang.
可能他在国际上并不是很出名。
He might not be very very famous internationally.
他的那个教育心理学啊，在台湾相当有权威。
However, his method of teaching in Taiwan was very popular.
他在观察这个经济进步以后的台湾社会啊。
He observed Taiwan after its economical prosperity.
发现了这个经济富裕之后的这个社会有许多不好的、不良的这些负面的东西存在啊。
He found out that after Taiwan prospered economically, there are many things.
当然也有好的了哈。
There are many things that influence the society.
看到一件事情啊。
And he saw one thing.
他说这个一般的青少年啊。
He said teenagers.
有一种不好的习性。
Teenagers often have a bad habit.
什么习性呢？
What is this habit?
中文叫做败家子性格哈。
In Chinese, it means that they.
这个败家子性格要怎么翻译我也不知道。那这个败家子性格有三种表现哈。
They will waste all their money.
三种表现，我们可以清楚地把它讲出来了。
And there are three behaviors.
第一个对人。不知道感恩。
There are three behaviors that they possess. One is they do not know how to thank others.
第二个。
Secondly.
对物质对物哈不珍惜。
They do not treasure their.
第三个呢。
They do not treasure their belongings.
对事做事不尽心。
And thirdly, they do not do work with their will.
他认为这些东西是时下的青少年呢、他们的毛病。很明显的一个毛病。
And so this professor believes that this is a very obvious trend among teenagers.
当然，因为景气不好啦，可能这种现象有改观也不一定了哈。
But after financial difficulties, this could be changed.
但是我们要想一想社会上的普遍的潮流、普遍存在的现象哈。
We must often think all the things that we often see in society.
有没有侵蚀到教会的内部？
Does this penetrate our church?
这个才是我们要关心的。
This we must ponder upon.
所以我们来想一想哈。
So we must think.
我们对教会哈这些长辈栽培我们哈，我们以年轻人的立场来讲，我们有没有对他们知道感恩哈
？How do we show our thanksgiving to those elders that has taught us?
同样的层次再高，我们对主耶稣有没有感恩
？And even if you're of experience, but do you know how to thank God?
对神，我们有没有感恩的心
？Do we thank others and do we thank God?
另外一方面呢
？On another hand,
我们对所有的物质哈所有的自然资源，我们有没有去珍惜它
？Do we know how to treasure our resources, all our belongings?
那这个还不是重点哦。
And this is not the main point.
最重要的呢
？The most important.
当我们在做我们该做的事情的时候
，When we're doing what we're supposed to do.
不管是学校的学习、社会上的工作，或者是你在教会里面做圣工
，No matter in school, at work, or even doing holy work at church.
这些我们该做的事情，你尽心尽力了没有
？Have we done our best and with all our might?
如果你想成功
，If you want to be successful,
把你该扮演的角色扮演好
，You must play a good role of yourself.
想让别人看你的人生看起来很美。
You must let others see that you have a beautiful life.
你就像以利沙一样。
And you will be like Elijah.
你就像所罗门讲的一样。
You shall be like what King Solomon has said.
所当做的事，你就要尽力去做。
All the things that you must do, you must do it with all your
专注投入把它做得尽善尽美。
You must put in all your effort to achieve perfection.
当然不是跟别人比较了，是照你所得的恩赐。
You must not compare with others, but you should do according to
your ability. 那你就具备了一个成功者的这个因素了，这个条件了。
Thus you have the qualification for to be a person of
success. 不管是做一个真耶稣教会的信徒
，No matter as a true Jesus Church member,
或者是在上班工作做好
or at work,
你的工作
or at work doing your job,
或者你在学习扮演好学生的角色
or to be a good student,
或者在家庭里面
or in the family,
这个都一样。
And it is all the same.
那愿主耶稣给我们相对的这些智慧。
May the Lord give us His wisdom.
那我们第一节的部分就到这里了。
And we end our first session here.
我们一起默祷休息十分钟。
Let's all pray in silence.
The Second Kings chapter 2.
当然先知以利沙有他成功的地方。
We know the successful point about Prophet Elisha.
那就以利沙个人而言呢。
And for Elisha himself.
好像也并不是那么完全哦。
He was not complete.
有一天一位同龄打电话给我。
One day a member called me.
他问我一个问题。
And he asked me a question.
传道你知道便帽山上啊那个彼得啊在上面然后看到异象当中摩西以利亚显现跟主耶稣会面。
He said, Preacher, on the mountain of transformation, Peter was there, and there were three tents, and Moses and Elijah, they met.
那彼得跟以利亚他们生长生存的年代差那么久。
And there are so many years between the birth of Peter and Elijah.
那彼得怎么知道谁是以利亚，谁是摩西？
So how did Peter know which one was Elijah and which one was Moses?
这个问题把我问倒了。
So I didn't know how to answer the question.
我说我当然不知道。
Because I don't know.
传道，我告诉你。
And he said, Preacher, I can tell you.
那个摩西哈，就是头发比较少。
He said, Moses might have a little hair.
因为台湾话摩西啊，毛比较稀疏，毛少。
Because in Taiwanese, his name means little hair.
我说那以利亚呢
？How about Elijah?
以利亚穿内衣啊。
And he said Elijah was only wearing inner clothing.
你怎么知道
？And I asked, how did you know?
因为他外衣丢给伊丽莎的啊。
And he said because he has given his outer garment to Elisha.
传道真的不好当哈。
So it's not easy to be a preacher.
信徒会拿这些奇奇怪怪的问题来考传道。
Because some members will ask you very strange questions.
那我这边也要考考各位了。
So now I have also a question for all of you.
如果我们今天看到伊丽莎，第一个印象里面认为。他有什么特性？这个特质啊，这个一看就知道外表，一看就知道这个是伊丽莎。
So today, if you were to see Elisha, what is the characteristic that led you recognize him?
知道答案了。
And I know many people will know the answer.
我们看一下列王记下的二章。
Let's turn to Second Kings chapter 2.
这个二十三节记载啊。
Verse 23 records.
伊丽莎这个人的外表啊。
About the characteristic of Elisha.
有一个特点啊。
There is a special point about him.
就是他是秃头的。
That he was bald.
为什么会秃头
？Why was he bald?
这个问题也让我很困扰啊。
I do not know the answer to the question.
问过许多人啊，这个脑筋反应都很快的，这个脑筋很灵光的人啊。
I asked many wise people.
他们也都不知道答案。
They did not know the answer.
我们回去想想看。
So maybe you can go back and think about it.
如果以后我们想到答案的话，也可以跟我讲。
And if you know the answer, you're welcome to tell me.
写信告诉我或者 email 给我都可以。
You can write me or email me.
我到现在还没有找到真正的答案。
Because I still do not have an answer.
但是我有一种推测的哈。
However, I have some logical explanation to it. Because Jesus said before.
天父疼爱我们。
Heavenly Father loves us.
所以就算我们的每一根头发都被数过了。
So he has counted all our hair.
那很可能啊，对伊丽莎特别疼爱。
And maybe he loves Elisha so much.
所以神数我们的头发大概每天数一次。
So maybe God will count our hair every day.
因为对伊丽莎特别疼爱，就一天数五次。
But because he loves Elisha more, he will count his five times a day.
早上数这个 tea time 又数，中午数，下午茶又数，晚餐又数。
So we'll count it in the morning, lunchtime, tea time, breakfast, and supper.
数得太频繁了，所以头发掉光光了。
And because he counted so many times that Elisha has lost all his hair.
我真的找不到答案。
Because I have not have an exact answer.
但是呢。不管我们怎么想，这个伊丽莎就是秃头啊。
But no matter what is our logical explanation, he was bald.
现代人秃头是美观的问题啦。
So some people might think bald is beautiful.
但是你如果去看看旧约的圣经哦。
But if you read the Old Testament.
不管是耶利米书或者是以赛亚书都一样。
Whether it's in Jeremiah or Isaiah.
凡是讲到头上光秃的啊。
When it talks about baldness.
它是什么意思？
What does it mean?
神咒诅的对象啊。
That is, means God has cursed you.
所以一个先知，神所重的先知，他偏偏是秃头，头上没有头发。
So a prophet that is used by God, how come he was bald?
旧约是瘸腿的，这个眼睛坏掉的，肾脏坏掉的都不能当祭司诶。
So in the Old Testament, if you are crippled or blind, you cannot be a priest.
神竟然用一个秃头的当先知。
So why did God use someone who was bald?
这个很奇怪。
So this is very strange indeed.
要是他的秃头哦。不会对他的生活工作造成困扰，那么也就罢了。
So if this baldness does not affect his work, then it's okay.
但是偏偏哦，他的秃头一看就知道。
But his boldness was so obvious.
连那个小朋友看到都要笑他。
Even the youngsters, when they see him, they'll laugh at him.
都一看哈，那个五百烛光的电灯泡就来了啊，秃头的就叫了。
They will mock at him and say, "You are bold."
所以你说这种状况对伊丽莎会不会造成困扰啊
？So do you think this will bring some troubles to Elisha?
那我们有个疑问啊。
So we have a question.
伊丽莎祷告能够让死人复活啊
？Elisha can raise the dead from raise people from the dead.
祷告长头发应该很简单嘛。
So how come he does not pray for his hair?
所以我们要说，伊丽莎可能也懒得为自己的头发祷告了。
So maybe he was not willing to pray for himself.
所以他秃头依旧。
Therefore he was still bald.
要留着秃头到处给人家看啊，给人家笑这样子啊。
He does not mind people mocking at him.
大概旧约的这个先知或者新约的这个使徒主所重用的工人啊。
No matter the prophets in the Old Testament or the disciples in the New Testament.
只要是人。
As long as they're human,
都有这种困扰。
They have this kind of trouble.
人生都有这种无奈。
Because we have many things that we do not understand.
这个伊丽莎的头上如果有像亚沙龙那样的一头这个美丽的头发，那不知道该有多好。
If Elisha could be as handsome as the son of David, then it would be great.
但可惜他是秃头的。
However, he was bald.
世界上很多事情就是这个样子。
So there are many things in the world that we cannot understand.
哈拿有爱她非常疼爱她的丈夫啊。
Hannah had a husband who loved him very much.
但是很无奈啊，就是不能生育啊。
However, he could not bear any children.
天下事就是这样子哦。
And things in the world is like this.
总会让你说，哎呀，怎么这个美中不足，很遗憾。
Some of the things will not always go according to your will.
所罗门王有财富、有权势、有地位，什么都有啊。
King Solomon was very wealthy and wise.
但是他有他的无奈呢。
But he also has his own troubles.
他也有他的感慨呢。
And he has some sorrowful things.
我们来看传道书的第一章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
我们看传道书一章的十四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 14.
传道书一章的十四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 14.
我看见日光之下所做的一切事都是虚空，都是捕风。十五节。
15.
弯曲的不能变直，缺少的不能足数。所罗门王啊，就算像他的这种境遇哈。他的这个条件啊，他都有这种感慨了。
So even King Solomon has such good conditions, he has some sighings about this.
他说：“人间呢、啊，就是很多不能够两全其美的事情。
Because in this world, you do not expect things to be perfect.
弯曲的不能变直，缺少的不能足数。
What is twisted cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted.
没有事事让你很满意、很圆满的啦。
And therefore, you cannot pursue perfection in this world.
总会有一些事情让你什么有点遗憾、美中不足。
Some of things you will not get it.
这个是正常的现象。
And this is very normal.
但是问题来了。
What is the problem then?
神为什么要让我们碰到这些美中不足、你觉得有点遗憾的事情呢
？So why does God let us encounter these things?
有什么用呢？
So what is the purpose?
难道伊丽莎这个头上长满了这个俊美的头发就会妨碍她的工作了吗
？Is it because being bald it will affect Elisha's work?
就会影响到他属灵的能力了吗
？Or affect his spiritual power?
应该不会啊。
I don't think so.
照我们的想法，应该是相得益彰，这个更好、更完美才对啊。
Maybe this is for him to be more perfect.
但是神就是要让他秃头依旧。
And that is why he's still bald.
理由何在？
Where is the reason?
那我们也不能够随便讲说伊丽莎不认真祷告啊。
We cannot say that Elisha did not pray hard enough.
因为他是大有能力的先知啊。
Because he was a powerful prophet.
大概这种困扰这个不光只是旧约的先知啊。
And this is not only for the prophets in the Old Testament.
这个最了不起的使徒保罗啊。
Paul, who was a great disciple,
他有这种困扰啊。
He also has some troubles.
我们来看一下哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书的第十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
讨论保罗他的社会背景哈。
If we talk about the background of disciple Paul,
他一出生就是罗马公民啊。
He was a citizen of the Roman Empire.
这个身份在当时是不得了的啦。
And he was a great status.
罗马是当时的最强大的帝国了。
Roman Empire was the strongest empire at that time.
罗马的公民他的权力他受到的尊重跟保护啊。
So as you are Roman citizens, you will be respectful.
是许多犹太人这个一辈子所盼望、所向往的了。
And all the Jewish people want to belong to this Roman Empire.
有人会花钱去买罗马公民的身份
So some people will buy this Roman citizenship.
但是保罗说他我出生就是。
But Paul said, I'm born at Rome.
就宗教方面来讲，就犹太教的这个角度来看，哦。
So from a religious point of view.
哦，这个保罗哦，是加玛列门下，是法利赛人当中的法利赛人。
So Paul was the Pharisee among the Pharisees.
所以世上的这个知识。
So he was wise in the knowledge of the world.
信仰上的身份他都有了。
And he also has this spiritual status.
等他悔改信了耶稣之后啊。
So after he repented and believed in Christ.
耶稣重用他。
Jesus used him.
让他成为很了不起的使徒。
That he became a great apostle.
新约圣经把保罗的作品抽掉的话，新约圣经就不成圣经了。
So if you were to take out all the letters of Paul, then the Bible is not complete.
他一手建立的教会。
The churches that he established.
太多了。
There are so many of them.
他可以对哥林多教会说。
He can tell the church of Corinthians.
我用福音生了你们。
I have born you through the gospel.
代表他有这个属灵的权柄。
That means he has this spiritual power.
那你说属灵的经历。
And also spiritual strength.
没有人可以跟保罗比了。
No one can compare to Paul.
当然，我们不知道天国到底有几层呢？哈。
Of course, we do not know if there's a seventh heaven.
根据保罗讲啊。
But according to Paul,
他被提到第三层天。
He was raised to the third heaven.
那我们千万不要认为天国只有三层。
So do not think that there's only three levels in the heaven.
住在最上层的就最了不起。
So if you're in the top level, you are the greatest.
我们不要用物质的观念去看天国。
Do not use material point of view to look at heaven.
保罗是用人能够体会的这个形容啊来描述。
Paul was trying to use things that we can understand to describe heaven.
他属灵的经历哈。
His spiritual experience.
他被提到乐园里面啊。
That he was brought to the paradise.
这种属灵的经验相当宝贵啊。
And this is a precious experience.
是别人所没有的啦。
Others have not experienced it.
有些人要拿属灵的经历来夸口。
So some people might use this to boast about themselves.
保罗他说我夸口的资料太多了啦。
Paul had many things to boast about himself.
你们都不能跟我比啦。
Because no one can be compared to Paul.
但是虽然是这样子。
Even so.
他得了这么大的启示。
He had great revelations.
他各方面的条件这么好。
And he has such good conditions.
很奇怪的事情啊。
But there is something strange.
他也有难言之隐啊。
He has his weakness.
他也有他心中的痛。
And he has his sorrow in his heart.
好像哈拿不能生育一样。
Just like Hannah, who was barren.
好像以利沙秃头一样。
Just like Elisha, who was bald.
好像所罗门说弯曲的不能变直一样。
Just like Solomon. Said the twister cannot be straightened.
保罗有他心中的痛啊。
Paul has his own sorrows.
我们来看一下哥林多后书的十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
这里提供给我们一个很清楚的答案。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章的第七节。
Verse 7.
哥林多后书十二章的第七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7.
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于至高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上。就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。第八节。
Verse 8.
或者是我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。第九节。
Verse 9.
他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力复庇我。”在这段圣经就提出啊很明确的答案了。
So in this Bible passage, you can see the answer.
我们大可不必去追究说，保罗这根刺是骨刺呢，还是什么刺？这个可以，这个忽略，不必去探讨哦。
We do not have to pursue what kind of thorn is in
Paul's flesh. 撒旦的差役要攻击保罗了。
It is from Satan to torment him.
这个事情让保罗很困扰。
So this troubles Paul very much.
所以他当然会祷告啊。
Of course he prays.
不止一次，连续三次祷告。
He prays for three times.
耶稣告诉他。
But Jesus told him.
让他明白。
To let him understand.
你不用求了。
You do not have to ask anymore.
你就面对现实吧。
You just face the reality.
所以我想啊，以利沙秃头啊，这个也有神的意思啦。
And therefore, Elisha being bald is the God's will.
我们就得到很清楚的结论啦。
So we can come to a conclusion.
有的姐妹很在意自己的鼻子哦，太扁太塌哦。
Some sisters might think that their nose is not good looking enough.
脸上老是长黑斑雀斑。
And there are many blemish in their flesh.
又没有双眼皮。
And their eyes are not big enough.
这个身材又不好看。
And they do not have a nice body figure.
你看了以利沙秃头之后，你大得安慰了。
So when you see Elisha being bald, then you will be greatly comforted.
可以不必浪费那个心神去注意这些外表的东西。
You do not pay too much attention to your outer appearance.
因为你想改变，就算能改变，也可能也没有什么多大意义啦。
Even though you can change your outer appearance, but there's no great significance in it.
有人事业顺利。
Some people might have be prosperous in their career.
偏偏就有他的子女哦，让他操心。
But they might be worried about their children.
啊，有人子女很乖。
So some people they have good children.
但是偏偏就工作不顺利。
But their work is not successful.
啊，有人婚姻幸福。
Some people their marriage is happy.
家庭很美满。
And they have a great family.
啊，但是呢，就是缺乏钞票。
But they have not enough money.
世界上很多事情啊，就是不能尽如人意的。
So there are many things in the world that are not perfect.
那也有这种，只有这种啊，不能尽如人意的这种生活，这种人生啊。
So this kind of living.
哦，神的地位哈，在你的生活当中才会变得比较重要一点呐。
Is to manifest the importance of God in your life.
如果样样事情都让你哈很顺利，都如你的意的话，那你就是神啦。
If everything goes according to your will, then you can be God.
那你又要把主耶稣摆到什么地位去了呢
？Then where would you put God in your heart?
所以哈，这个主耶稣真的很爱我们。
So God loves us so much.
虽然我们不一定像保罗那么有恩赐
，Even though we might be not be as gifted as Paul.
那么有学问哈。
Or as knowledgeable as him.
但是呢，神很疼爱我们呐。
But God loves us.
所以大概每一个人都有一根刺。
So each one of us have our own thorn.
主所要重用的人呐。
Those who God will use greatly.
神所要重用的工人大概都会有这种特点。
The workers of God will have some kind of thorn.
那我们不用担心。
But we do not have to worry.
这个不影响神的能力借着你的身体来彰显出来。
Because it does not affect the power of God manifested in you.
好像以利沙先知一样。
Just like Prophet Elisha.
虽然小朋友都可以笑他秃头的。
So even the youngsters mock at him.
但是神的能力照常在他身上。
But the power of God is still in him.
我们想这样就够了啦。
Then it's enough.
那么以利沙先知他的秃头啊。
So about the baldness of Prophet Elisha.
也的确真的造成困扰了。
It's troublesome to him.
我们看回来列王记下的第二章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 2.
所以二十三节就记载了。
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 23.
列王记下的二章二十三节就记载。
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 23.
说这个以利沙要上伯特利的时候啊。
Elisha went up to Bethel.
就有些童子从城里出来来戏笑他。
Some youth came out from the town and mock at him.
秃头的上去啦，秃头的上去吧。
Go on up, you bald head.
这句话是什么意思？
So what does this mean?
不是我们今天探讨的重点哦。
This is not the important.
我们来谈这些童子哦。
Let's talk about the youth.
喜笑这个以利沙。
Mocking at Elisha.
当然伊丽莎听了会很不舒服。
Of course, Elisha would be greatly troubled.
我秃头，他已经心里够难受了。
I'm already grieving enough for my baldness.
这个毛头小伙子还随便就来笑我啊
！And you're only some youth. What have you the right to mock at me?
孰可忍，孰不可忍也。
So I will never forgive you.
他都受不了了。
And he cannot stand it anymore.
正常反应啊，回头就咒诅了哈。
And therefore he turned around and cursed at them.
二十四节就记载了。
Verse 24 he records.
他真的咒诅这些人了哈。
He cursed at this youth.
这个一咒诅，糟糕了。
So the trouble comes.
这母熊就从林里面跑出来了。
Two bears came out of the woods.
就撕裂他们当中的四十二个人了哈。
And tear all these 42 youths.
你暂且不要认为神很残忍了。
So do not think that God is cruel for this moment.
这个撕裂，这个用这个词哈，你去对照各种不同的版本去看一看呢哈。
If you study the original text,
那可能应该不会是置之于死地的这种状况了哈。
Probably the bears did not kill the youth.
那这样你就可以比较放心了。
So maybe you will not be so sorry.
还好我们所敬拜的真神呢，不是这么残忍的神哈。
That God is not so cruel.
可以稍微安慰一下你的心。
It's like a little comfort to you.
但这个也不是很重要了哈。
But this is also not important.
重点是说，奇怪呢，这个以利沙咒诅啊，竟然就有熊跑出来管教这些小朋友了啊、哦。
What's important is why when Elisha cursed at them, the bears came out.
才是有趣的事情啊。
This is very interesting indeed.
另外一个有趣的事情啊。
This is interesting.
这个写圣经的人很奇怪啊、哦。
The author of the Bible is strange.
熊就熊就好了嘛，写母熊。
英文没有。
英文没有，中文有母熊了。
In the Chinese Bible, it's female bears.
我们要去问问看翻译中文圣经的人，看为什么把它翻译成为母熊呢
？So we may ask the Chinese translation why is it called female bear?
这个提倡女权运动的人会去找他算账啊！搞女权运动的人哦，会去找这个圣经的翻译、翻译中文的人算账啊
！So the feminist might have some point about this.
人家原文没有写母熊，你怎么翻译母熊呢
？The original text did not say female bear. Why did you translate it that way?
你是不是故意陷所有天下的女性于不义
？So are you trying to make all the females in the world unrighteous?
随便给我们 挂个罪名，说我们是这么凶哦，凶巴巴的像母熊一样。
And to say that we are as fierce as the bears.
那个是另外一回事的哈。
So this is another point of view.
奇怪，这个熊竟然哦这么乖，这么听话哈。
How come these two bears listen to Elisha?
唯一的解释了哈。
The only explanation I have.
就是天上的真神批准说 OK 口。批准了。
It's because God has allowed this to happen.
神所允许的啦。
And this is allowed by God.
不然这个动物啊，无缘无故的，为什么从树林里面呢、啊、跑出来来做这些事情
？Otherwise, the bears would not listen to Elisha.、
哦、所以可见呢、啊，这些人来，嬉笑以利沙哈、啊，这个也是，神所不喜欢的。
So when these people mock at Elisha, God was not happy.
那问题就来了。
And here lies the problem.
这些人为什么要嬉笑以利沙？
Why do the youth laugh at him?
最明显、最直接的证据是什么
？The obvious evidence is.
因为他秃头嘛。
Because he was bald.、
哦、所以你想想看哦。
So when you think about it.
我们是不是有同样的这个经验呢、啊？
Do we have similar experience?
就算我们不会因为别人身体的残障来取笑人家了、
哦、Even though we do not mock at people who are disabled.
你那个心理上哈、哦。是不是有多少有些时候也会有这种感觉的、哦、
？But sometimes you might have this feeling in your heart.、
对那些比较卑微的哈、哦。
For those who are disabled,、
对那些身体有残缺的
，For those who are weak,、
你就算不会去取笑他们，但是呢，你也不容易重视他们。
Even though you might not mock at them, but you will not、
比较容易
put great importance in them, and you might neglect them.、
所以在这个社会上就有许多比较弱势的人、
So in this world, there are some weak people.、
他们容易被忽略
，They will be neglected.、
容易被忘记
，They will be forgotten.、
在这个争取利益的时候、在这个。这个两强对峙的时候、
So when everybody is trying for their own selfish ambition,
这些弱势者比较容易被牺牲。
The weak people will be sacrificed.、
这个是人之常情、哦、
And this is normal in our life.、
但是呢，这个以利沙的咒诅啊。
However, people cursing Elisha.、
如果没有神的意思。
If it's not according to God's will.、
任凭这些小孩子再怎么笑他、哦、以利沙再怎么咒诅都没有用。
Otherwise, when Elisha cursed them, the bears will not come out.
一定有神的意思。
So therefore, this is according to God's will.
可见这件事情神不喜欢。
So this is not pleasing in the eyes of God.
那这分两方面来讲哦。
So we have divided this into two points.
我们首先来看彼得前书。
First, look at First Peter.
彼得前书，请看第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第二章的十七节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 17.
彼得前书二章的第十七节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 17.
务要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。这一节圣经提到几件事情。
Here mentioned some points.
都是很明显的有对比的。
And there's a contrast between them.
敬畏神跟尊敬君王是一个对比。
The contrast between respecting God and men.
尊敬众人跟亲爱教中的弟兄是一个对比。
Respecting the believers and the others.
讲得很清楚了哈。
So it clearly tells us.
我们想一想哦。
When we think about it.
如果以利沙他这个信仰的立场。
If Elisha.
或者是他对这些童子所做的对他们有帮助，让他们得到好处。
If he was trying to benefit the youth.
那么这些人会因为他的外表秃头来取笑他吗
？Then why would this youth laugh at him because he was bald？
不会了哈、
哦。I don't think so。
应该是不会了哈、
哦。I don't think so。
如果伊丽莎站在这些童子的同一阵线上面
，So if Elisha was friends with all this youth，
甚至让这些童子得到好处
，And he gave some benefit to this youth，
那大概他们不会取笑伊丽莎是秃头的了。
Then maybe they will not laugh at Elisha that he was bald。
这个道理很简单呐、
啊。So this is as simple as this。
因为伊丽莎所要警告的百姓啊
，So the warning，
这些童子的故乡。
Is for the people that come from this village of the youth.
一方面在敬拜真神，一方面呢又在拜偶像。
Because at the same time that they worship God, they were also worshiping idols.
伊莎经常是职责所需，必须要警告他们。
And therefore, Elisha always warned them as a prophet.
所以当然了，人家会讨厌他了。
And that's why people did not like him.
立场不同。
Because they have different standpoint of view.
不同哦。
And they have different understanding to the truth.
看法都是冲突、矛盾、对立的啦。
And therefore, they always argue with one another.
你就会用尽办法找对方的缺点跟软弱的地方啊。
And therefore, these people were trying to find the weakness of Elisha.
去藐视他、攻击他。
So that they could attack him.
去取笑他。
So that they could mock at him.
这是很通常的现象。
And this is normal.
但是对一个基督徒而言呢
？However, as a Christian,
我们好像 不能够这个样子。
We cannot do so.
人有每个人的他的个人的这个喜好哦。
Everyone has his own preference.
政治立场也一样。
No matter from political point of view.
他所崇拜的这个人物，他所喜欢的事情也都不会一样。
You might like some political parties more than others.
基本上我们要尊重神所创造的人。
So we should respect all human beings that's created by God.
尊敬他。
To respect each other.
绝对不能够像那些童子一样。
Not like the youth.
因人的外表怎么样，或者他的身份怎么样，你就看不起他，这样不大好。
Because Elisha was not good looking, they mock at him.
所以一个真正敬畏神的人啊。
So someone who truly fear God.
他会尊敬众人。
Then he will respect others.
那当然对教会的同龄会彼此相爱，这个没有错。
And of course you should love one another in church.
同样的啊。
So similarly.
敬畏神跟尊敬君王摆在一起的啊。
You fear God and you respect the king.
当然世上的这个君王领袖哈。
So the leaders in our society.
他如果对我们的信仰有所迫害的时候啊。
If he persecute our faith.
我们还是要以信仰为选择的重点啊。
Then we would choose faith.
但是除了这种状况之外哦。
But other than this.
对人的尊重。
You should respect men.
对国家领袖的这个尊敬。
You should respect the leaders of your nation.
这个是使徒时代跟现在是应该没有什么差别的了哦。
So we should do this because the apostles also did.
所以圣经给我们这方面的提醒。
So this is a reminder from the Bible.
我们也从以利沙的身上哦。
And from Elisha.
看到这一方面的证明了哦。
We can see this kind of evidence.
神允许才会有熊出来管教这些人哦。
Because God allowed the bears to come out from the woods.
箴言里面有一句话这么讲。
The prophet says.
箴言，请看26章。
Proverbs.
第一节
Proverbs 26
章的第一节
Proverbs 26 verse 1
这边谈到夏天下雪收割的时候下雨都不相宜跳过来看第二节
Verse 2
这个麻雀往来燕子翻飞这样无故的咒诅也必不临到第二节这边记载
Verse 2 it records
说麻雀往来燕子翻飞啊
，like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow，
无缘无故你咒诅他
，an undeserved curse，
他不会有什么事情发生的
，does not come to rest。
我们先不要说这个燕子啦、麻雀啦，飞来飞去没有什么事情发生，你咒诅他没有用。
So it's normal for the sparrow to fly around. Therefore, when you curse, there's no use。
就算燕子、麻雀飞来飞去妨碍到你了。
So even if you're annoyed by the flying of the sparrow,
请问你咒诅它，就会有什么事情发生吗
？So if you curse at the sparrows, do you think anything will happen to them?
应该不会的。
I don't think so.
如果有一天，你打扮得很漂亮，出门要赴宴会
，If one day you are beautifully dressed and you're about to attend a party,
天上的飞鸟啊，天父养活它。
So Heavenly Father take care of the birds.
飞过你的头上啊。
And they pass by you.
那个小鸟有进要有出啊。
And they throw something on your head.
小鸟方便不会找一号去方便的哦。
And this is natural thing.
它大地啊，天空这个宇宙之内，随时随地都是它方便的地方了哦。
So he might have put something on your head.
但是它的方便造成你的不方便。
And you might feel troublesome by this.
滴到你的身上了。
Because it had dirty your clothes.
你就很生气了。
So you're angry.
这个抬头举手就咒诅它。
And you curse at the bird.
你怎么骂它没有用。
So it's no use that you curse it.
它飞得很快乐哈，悠哉悠哉。
Because it's still happy flying around.
你奈它若何
？So what can you do about it?
根本不会有什么事情发生嘛。
Nothing will happen to the bird.
但是以利沙一咒诅就有事情发生。
However, when Elisha cursed, something happened.
所以可见呢，神允许了哈。
This is because God allowed it to happen.
神也不准他的仆人呐。
God will not allow his servant
这个随便的被人家耻笑被人家侵犯
to be easily cursed and criticized by others
我们今天都是神的仆人
Today we are all servants of God
同样的任何人对我们不利或藐视我们
So if people disrespect us
应该神比我们更着急的
Then God will be anxious for us
所以按照新约罗马书的观点来看
So according to the book of Romans
好像以利沙就比较没有风度了
They might think that Elisha was not a gentleman.
那个童子虽然圣经里面有记载，这个约瑟17岁的时候是个童子
So the Bible records that when Joseph was 17, he was a youth.
童子应该不是很小的小孩子。
So this youth means teenagers.
应该是青少年才对了
Teenagers teenagers.
这些青少年来取笑以利沙，藐视他，看不起他。
These teenagers looked down on Elisha and mocked at him.
神当然不高兴了。
Of course, God was not happy.
所以借着熊来管教这些人呐。
So he used the bears to teach them a lesson.
让他们得到应有的教训呐。
So that they will learn the lesson.
所以证明啊，神还是会主持公义的啦。
Therefore, proves that God is righteous.
所以就算以利沙他没有那个咒诅的动作。
So even though if Elisha do not curse them.
公义的真神呐。
The righteous God,
在必要的时候
when it's necessary,
也仍然会显出他的公义来。
He will show his righteousness.
所以今天我们来看这件事情。
So today when we look at this incident,
罗马书给我们一个很清楚的指示。
The book of Romans gives us a clear understanding.
我们来看一下罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12,
14节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 14.
罗马书十二章的十四节。
Romans 12 verse 14.
逼迫你们的要给他祝福，只要祝福不可咒诅。看十九节
，verse 19。
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。在这里，圣经提醒我们一个圣徒啊应该有的品性啊。
Here the Bible reminds us what a Christian should be like。
不能够随便咒诅人家。
We should not curse others。
是用不可，是用不可。
We should not curse others。
不可咒诅。
We cannot curse others。
不要为自己伸冤哈。
And do not seek righteousness for yourself.
并不是说哈，我们一定要什么事情都逆来顺受，是非不要分辨哦，就是随便通通没有问题，我通通接受。
It does not mean that you do not discern right from wrong.
这个我们的权利有时候这个维护应该维护的时候，这个是一定要维护，没有错。
So sometimes we have to protect our own right.
但是合理合法的范围之内。
So when it's reasonable.
你的态度，你的方法。
Your attitude and your method
合乎圣经的原则了。
Has to be in accordance with the teachings of the Bible.
主张你的权益呀。
So you might say you have your own right.
主张权益不一定要咒诅啊。
But when you protect your own right, you do not have to curse others.
你可以跟神讲哦。
You can tell God.
主啊，你看这些人骂我，难道你不介意吗？直接跑去找玛利亚说：“你怎么这么懒惰？”
So Martha did not go to Mary and say, "You're so lazy."
没有嘞。
She did not do so.
她跟主耶稣讲。
She told Jesus,
主啊,
she said, Lord,
你看我那个姐妹哦，在那边享受，留我一个人在侍奉，在劳碌，在忙，你不介意吗？
My sister is enjoying herself in the sermon, leaving me behind all the work.
马大这个态度还是相当正确的。
So Martha has a right attitude.
因为我们有主耶稣嘛，
Because we have Lord Jesus.
所以伸冤在神。
And Lord will pay the evil.
所以在我们今天来讲。
So today,
虽然有人会因为我们的外在或者内在某些问题哈，来藐视、看不起我们。
Some people might look down on us because of our outer appearance or because of inner beauty.
没有关系哈。
But it's okay.
因为主耶稣必定会显出他的公义。
Because God will show His righteousness.
那当然，这件事情给我们很清楚的提醒。
So this gives us a reminder.
以利沙使寡妇的儿子复活。
Elisha allowed the child of the widow to rise from the dead.
他有绝对的能力。
So he has this power.
那因为他身上带着神的能力。
Because he has this power from God.
接受过他的帮助的人呢。
Those who has been helped by him.
对以利沙先知来讲。
To prophet Elisha.
一定会心怀感激的哦。
They will show some gratitude.
所以当他出现在这些接受神的恩典，这些敬畏的人敬畏神的人的面前的时候
，So when he appeared before these godly people，
他所得到的是什么
？So what did he receive from them？
拍手鼓掌叫好了哦。
People will applaud him。
一定不会在意说伊丽莎到底是秃头，或者是长得满头这个很好的、很好看的头发了。
They don't really care if he was bald or good looking。
但是换了一个环境哦。
However, when the environment changed,
不敬畏神。
Those who are ungodly,
当然对先知也就不会敬重啦。
They do not respect the prophets.
信仰立场不一样。
They have different point of view.
再加上以利沙有明显的秃头这么大的毛病。
And since Elisha had this weakness of being bald,
就当然成为取笑的对象。
And they will eventually mock at him.
此一时彼一时啦那是一个时候，那么这个又是另外一个时候。
At different times, different things will happen.
有时候以利沙他会得到许多掌声，哇，很好很好。
Sometimes people might applaud at him.
但是有些时候，人家就要因为他的秃头来笑他。
But other times, people will mock at him.
甚至于不要什么大人物，青少年小朋友都可以笑他。
And those were just teenagers, but they still mock at him.
先知就是这个样子。
So this is prophet.
哎，同样的，我们今天当神的仆人。
Today as servant of God.
啊，你热心事工。
When you are zealous for God.
啊，教会里边呢，很卖力做很些很多种事工哦。
When you are doing so many work for God in church.
有些人会给你肯定啦。
So some people might show agreement to you.
心里面会觉得很高兴啦。
And praise at you.
哎，不要高兴得太早。
But do not be too happy.
有些人跟你看法不一样啊。
Because some people might have different point of view.
也会背后讲你两句的哦。
And they will talk behind your back.
那没有关系啊。
It's okay.
你总不能够说要求所有的人呢、啊、看法都跟你一样、啊、
Because you cannot expect everybody to agree with you、
啊、所以一个对圣工对你的职责很忠心的人、啊、
Someone who is loyal to his duty and responsibility、
既然选对了、他要做的事情
So when he has choose the right thing to do
事情已经正确了
And he knows this is the right thing to do
他不会很轻易的受别人对他所采取的态度而影响
He will not be easily influenced by the aspects of others.
啊，这个也是保罗的心志啦。
And this is also the attitude of Paul.、
啊、我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.、
看第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.、
哥林多前书的第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.、
从第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5.
哥林多前书四章的一节到五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1 to 5.
保罗啊，自己以为很忠心啦。
Paul was loyal.、
他也真的很忠心、啊、
And he was truly loyal.
但是仍然有人要讲他、啊。
But people still criticize him.
有人也很肯定保罗的做法、啊。
So some others agree with Paul.、
不要说保罗。
We don't have to talk about Paul.
看主耶稣也是一样啊。
When we look at Jesus Christ,、
很多人呢、啊，因为主耶稣的出现
，Some people because Jesus appeared,
拍手叫好，高喊何善那。
They praise him, singing Hosanna.、
但是很多人呢，说要把耶稣置之于死地。
But others were trying to crucify him to death.
同样的啦、哦、
So similarly,、
主耶稣说他所喝的杯我们也要喝啊。
We have to drink the cup that Christ drank.、
所以我们今天热心做圣工在信仰的道路上面、啊、
So today, on this spiritual path,
也必然会碰到这两种不同的情况、哦、
We'll encounter these two different situations.、
得到鼓励的时候
Some people will encourage us.、
碰到挫折跟打击的时候
Others will criticize us.、
都会碰到。
We will encounter this.
但是这个无所谓。
But it's okay.
以利沙有没有因为人家取笑他、发生这么不如意的事情，他就把先知的职分把他丢掉了？我不干了。
Elisha did not quit his duty as a prophet just because people mock at him.
好像没有嘞。
He did not do so.
他也是继续做他该做的嘛。
He continued to accomplish his duty.
保罗也一样啊。
This is the same for Paul.
所以我们要用这样子来提醒自己。
So we have to remind ourselves.
像主耶稣一样。
Just like Christ.
虽然要完成救恩。
To complete salvation,
会有困难，会有挑战哦。
There will be challenges and problems.
虽然他自己觉得能力不足
，Even though Christ was not was weak,
他也会祈求天父真神。
He still asked Heavenly Father,
把那个苦杯撤掉。
To remove the bitter cup, if possible.
他这样祈求。
But what was his prayer?
只要成就你的意思，不要成就我的意思。
According to your will, but not mine.
最后他顺从了神的旨意了。
So in the end, he went according to God's will.
所以不管以利沙的外表。
So we do not talk about the outer appearance of Elisha.
工作所经历的顺境或者是逆境。
Or the good and bad encounters.
最后他只有一个目标啊。
He only has one goal.
完成神所交付的使命。
That is to accomplish the mission God has given him.
我们每一个人呢、啊？我们每一个人，对我们每个人而言
，To each and every one of us，
天上的真神也给我们每一个人的使命。
Heavenly Father has given each and every one of us a mission。
活着总有我们存在的那个价值跟意义。
There's a purpose for us to be living here。
只要我们有一份坚持
，As long as we are determined，
我们一定能够把主耶稣交代给我们的使命把它完成。
We can accomplish the mission given by God。
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God bless us。